one day.
Good morning, everyone. We are so excited to have you join us today as we gather to reflect on the powerful theme of honesty. Our inspiration for this program comes from Acts chapter 5, where the story of Ananias and Sapphira reminds us of the importance of living with integrity before God. In the Lord's name, we gather here to share in His love, to hold Him near. With open hearts, we welcome you to this short session where faith is true. Join us in prayer, song, and praise for the Lord Jesus Christ, our voices raise. Welcome to all the listeners to today's radio broadcast. May God's love guide you in every way.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome to today's radio broadcast from the churches in the Central Zone of the Nazarene District. I am your host, Aileen Rose, and I'm thrilled to have you join with us. The members of Cliff Cottage, Horse Hill, Monk Hill, Newberry, Taws, Prerogative, and Tops Cottage. I pray that this broadcast will lift your spirit and feed your mind. Special thanks to our sponsors, Federal Motor Spirits, the Church of the Nazarene Barbados, and This Station Life 97.5. Do you remember the story of Ananias and Sapphira? Their story is told in Acts 5, and I want you all to continue listening and see why it is important to lead a life of honesty. We will begin with a word of prayer by Abigail Edgell from the Newberry Church.
Good morning to all listeners. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you have given to us. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to share of your goodness and your love over these airwaves. We pray that you will bless this radio station and all who are connected to this institution as they offer a platform for your name to be proclaimed. We declare that you are God and there is none like you. We humbly ask you, dear Lord, to bless this morning's proceedings. We pray that for all who will be actively participating in this session today, they will be filled with your spirit and be used for your honor and glory. May all who hear that is shared today be truly touched by the power of your Holy Spirit, and may their lives be transformed by your great power. Prepare every heart to be stirred by you, precious Lord, and may you be glorified in all that is said and done this morning. These mercies we ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. We are so excited to have you join us today as we gather to reflect on the powerful theme of honesty. Our inspiration for this program comes from Acts chapter 5, where the story of Ananias and Sapphira reminds us of the importance of living with integrity before God. In the Lord's name, we gather here to share in his love, to hold him near. With open hearts, we welcome you to this short session where faith is true. Join us in prayer, song, and praise for the Lord Jesus Christ, our voices raise. Welcome to all the listeners to today's radio broadcast. May God's love guide you in every way.
Next, we will have our scripture reading by Kamaya Critchlow, followed by the devotion from Jemiah Mears, who are both from Mount Hill.
The Bible reading will be taken from Acts chapter 5, verse 1 to 11. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept that part of the price. His wife also being privy to it and bought a certain part, and lay it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why have Satan filled thy heart to lie to the Holy Ghost, and to keep back part of the price of the land? While it remained, was it not thy own? And after it was sold, was it not in thy own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thy heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And great fear came on all of them that heard these things. And the young men across wound him up and carried him out to bury him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, Tell me whether ye sold the land for so much. And she said, Yea, ye, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, How is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out. Then she fell down straightway at his feet, and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in, and found her dead, and carried her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church, and upon as many as heard these things. Here ends the Bible reading.
Here we have the story of Ananias and Sapphira, a married couple who sold a piece of property. With his wife's full knowledge, Ananias kept back part of the money that was made for himself and took the rest and put it at the apostles' feet. Ananias was the first out of the two to go before Peter. He had no clue that Peter knew that he kept part of the money. Peter then said to him in verses 3-4, and I quote, Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit and have kept for yourself some of the money you received for the land? Didn't it belong to you before it was sold? And after it was sold, wasn't the money at your disposal? What made you think of doing such a thing? You have not lied just to human beings, but to God. After hearing this, he fell down and died. You may ask, why did he drop dead for only bringing part of the money that was made from the sale when the property was his own? This takes us back to Acts chapter 4, verses 32-36, which reads, All the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of their possessions was their own, but they shared everything they had. With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And God's grace was so powerfully at work in them that there were no needy persons among them. For from time to time, those who owned land or houses sold them, brought the money from the sales, and put it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to anyone who had need, basically stating that they agreed to give up their possessions in order to benefit those in need. So, when they sold the property, all the money that was made should have been taken to the apostles' feet and distributed to anyone in need. However, they lied about the money made from the sale and faced the consequence of death. There are 4 very important lessons that can be taken from the story of Ananias and Sapphira. Lesson number 1. The story of Ananias and Sapphira occurred after the Holy Spirit fell on the believers. Satan turned up to tempt the believers to make them stumble by disobeying God. As believers, we must be aware of Satan's constant effort to get us to sin against God by making wrong choices. Lesson number 2. Lying to God and God's people is a sin. Ananias and Sapphira's sin was not their stinginess by holding back part of the money because it was their choice to sell the land and how much to give to God. Rather, it was in lying to the Holy Spirit and pretending to be more generous and cooperative than they were. They were pretending to be what they were not, and that was hypocritical and ungodly. God does not want us to be hypocrites. Lesson number 3. Dishonesty, greed, and covetousness are destructive forces in a church as they prevent the Holy Spirit from working effectively in our lives. And finally, lesson number 4. Ananias and Sapphira's harsh punishment by God is a reminder to us all that God does not tolerate sin in the church and that we should endeavor to live lives that are pleasing and holy to Him.
Ananias and Sapphira. The early church had many trials. Its future seemed unsure. Persecution was everywhere, and its people very poor. Some sold everything they had and shared it with the rest. Some gave all, and some gave part, whatever they felt best. Ananias sold some land and claimed he gave it all. The people thought that he was great. It made him 10 feet tall. But Peter, being led by God, knew he did it just for pride. When Peter asked him of his gift, Ananias lied. It was his to give or keep, but lying is a sin. It was a scheme by him and Sapphira to take the people in. They wanted praise, but what they got was something else instead. For God was grieved by what he saw and struck the couple dead. If God will judge the same way now as he did that day, not many folk would walk in pride if God dealt in that way. But God is not blind. He sees our sin and it still grieves his heart. Do we give him all our love or only just a part?
Honesty. Oh Lord, help me, I humbly pray, to live in honesty day by day. May my word be my honor each day. May others be able to trust what I say. May my yes be yes. I now plead. May my life show forth righteous seed. If I say no, may I mean what I say. May my words honor you, O Lord, I pray. Honesty, the truth, mark my life. They will help me overcome all my strife. When people see me, Lord, I humbly pray. May they see you and me a long life's way. When I speak, may others believe, and the truth of your blessing may they receive. O Lord, I want honesty to be seen in me. May they be led on to real victory. May honesty dwell in me, a life lived in righteous honesty. May I be a catalyst of change, helping others, their lives, to rearrange.
We will have a second poem done by Michaela Phillips from Thorpe's Cottage, followed by a solo from Chelsea Ellis of Cliff Cottage.
Walking and leaping. Outside the temple, day by day, a man who couldn't walk would lay. He asked for coins, he held out a cup, but something better was coming up. Peter said, "Look up at me. I've got no silver or gold, you see. But in Jesus' name I say, get up, be healed, walk away." The man stood up. His legs were strong. He laughed and leapt and sang a song. Walking and leaping, full of cheer, praising God for all to hear. Crowds came close, amazed and wide-eyed. "God did this," Peter said with pride. "Not by power or something we do, it's Jesus who makes all things new."
Be seen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the message we share today. The story of Ananias and Sapphira reminds us how deeply you value truth and integrity. Help us to live honest life before you and others, not out of fear, but out of love and reverence for you. Teach us to be transparent, humble, and sincere in all we do. Let our lives reflect the truth of Christ, and may honesty be the foundation of our faith and relationships. Go with each listener now, and let your spirit guide us in truth. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Because